When's the public? Is that the 22nd?
We got one right now.
Well, this is the public hearing. There ain't nobody gonna be here.
No.
Well, I don't think so either, especially, you know, here's especially, but don't we?
Well, he's still got that.
You're live.
All right, I'm gonna call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Friday, December 22nd, 2017, 9:08 a.m. And first on the agenda is a public hearing for the 2018 Taney County budget. And I'll ask that our auditor come on up and.
This being the hearing, I believe the cause for the hearing is to allow anyone in the public to ask questions. So, I don't think you're going to need any questions from this crowd, but I could be wrong.
Questions, gentlemen?
You there?
For the record, if anyone does have questions, come to any one of the commissioners. If they don't know the answer, they'll come to me. And if I don't know the answer, we'll find it somehow or another. Or you can come to me, and I'll try to answer that question. And, you know, we want to be open to the public, open to whoever might need to know about this. Thanks for those that have shown the concern and been involved in the process.
Thank you, Mr. Finley. Moving on down to the agenda, we have the City of Branson request amendment to intergovernmental funding agreement, City Wastewater System Improvement Project.
Good morning.
Mr. Suti.
I'd like to start out just to say that Mike Gray, City Utilities Director, had planned to be here next Tuesday. And due to a family obligation today, this got changed on the agenda. He's unable to be here. So. Would you like for me to read the staff report?
Yeah, you can go ahead and read that.
The City of Branson is requesting the approval of an amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreement specific to the above referenced project. The city and county entered into the intergovernmental funding agreement on June 12, 2017 for the purpose of completing the project by March 31st. 2018. Due to unforeseen budget restrictions, which have now been resolved, the City of Branson Utilities Department was required to delay a number of 2017 projects, including the projects which were approved for partial funding through the Taney County Sewer Sales Tax. With the budget issues now resolved, the city is proceeding to bid and begin construction of the projects listed in the 2017 funding agreement. The existing funding agreement is set to expire on March 31, 2018. The city is requesting the existing agreement expiration be extended to December 31, 2018. All projects listed in the funding agreement will be underway within the time frame of the existing agreement term. However, due to the delays in starting each project, additional time will be needed for project completion and processing of invoices. The dollar amount approved for this agreement is a part of the planned carryover amount from the 2017 to the 2018 budget year. The city's Board of Aldermen approved the amendment on November 28, 2017. Three copies of this amendment were sent to an attorney representing the County Commission, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. I would recommend approval of this amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreement due to the circumstances initiating the request.
I do have a letter dated October 17, 2017 from Keck, or Pat Keck, our county attorney, and it states that she's reviewed it and approves it to form.
And this funding agreement was, the amount of it was for $1 million. It's one that we have planned, as discussed, and it's planned to be carried over into next year.
The only change is the time.
Yes, yes. And that was due to, you know, as I'm sure you're aware, of the financial issues the city went through during this year. And Mr. Ray, they basically just put the brakes on any projects, and they just lost a lot of time there. And those funds are partial funding, as Mr. Ray stated in his document, and they will be used to address four projects within the city. Basically, the $1 million equates to about a third of the total spending that the city will outlay in capital and in cash to address these four projects. So the partial funding that the county is providing is about a third of the total project cost.
So make the motion that we accept the amendment to the city grants and funding agreement and the change of the dates to extend through December 31st, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Y'all have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Agreement for 2018 newspaper services. Number 17157 CM.
That's one we just awarded last week.
Yeah.
Or earlier this week.
That's just Frank's letter to tell me, is that right?
Yeah, I was just trying to find the legal name. Move to approve the agreement binding between Taney County and Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for law enforcement drone. Number 17153S. I have a letter from Mr. Cotty, dated December 19, 2017. He's reviewed the attached agreement for the law enforcement drone. The price is not to exceed $8,440. The proposed agreement provides for a refund of purchase price in the event the sheriff is dissatisfied with the supplier's performance of the contract obligations. And so
has Jimmy, is they your communication with them, everything's good, you're still pleased?
Yes.
We still have the ability to, they're sending it before we, but what was the deal there?
Okay. We'll receive it before.
Because it's contingent upon your satisfaction with, so you're saying you have, you're good to go?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it even says in that agreement that it's up on his, continues on his. I was going to ask you if when you expected it.
30 days, I ordered it Wednesday.
Is today, when's the day that they're going to have training, the extension office? And the,
they put that off.
Oh, did they?
In January. Now.
In January, okay. That'd be interesting. Mm-hmm.
Move to approve the agreement binding between Taney County and G2 Digital Solutions.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Food Services Agreement, number 17150S.
Move to approve the agreement binding between Taney County and Tiger Food Services.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for tower lease,
this the, is this one of your towers? Is this the one on the water tower? Or?
No, it's the TV tower out there. We use that as a backup radio system in case the other one was down.
Okay.
It was our original.
That was the original one?
Original radio.
Move to approve the tower lease agreement by and between Taney County and Word of God Fellowship Incorporated, DBA Daystar Television Network.
Second, just a question though. Is that the one on the farm? You said because emails.
It's on the back of my brother's place.
Okay, that's what I was trying
the
to say.
The old 31 TV tower.
When he named who it was with, that's what I was trying to think.
So we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
It is not owned by my brother.
No. That's what I was about to...
No. I was just getting the location in mind. It used to be a different group. The wording is the reason I was asking.
Oh, let's see. I guess we'll... Board appointments. Yep, yep.
Who's expiring?
Mr. Doug Fabian is expiring, and they're asking to reappoint him.
Doug?
Yeah, Doug. It's a, is it a 4 or 5 4-year appointment?
It's a 4-year appointment. Is there two? Is there two up or just one? There's two highlighted. That's why I was.
Oh, right.
And they both say term expire 2018. So is that the end of 18? Or, no. I don't care to reappoint him. I just.
He thought he was going on this year.
We still have another. We got another one up too, though. I mean, I guess they don't have anybody.
Well, but
because the it runs till December 31st. Is that of 18 or 17?
Maybe Shani's looked at the book.
Oh, so we can add that on Tuesdays. So something to clean up on Tuesdays. No big deal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll just. Table it
to move to table board appointments for planning and zoning until Tuesday, December 26th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. Okay. I guess we'll recess upstairs, the conference room, to do the daily staff review and agenda request, then come back down at 11:30 for court orders. Well, because yesterday it was 11:30 before.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know why we... That's fine.
Yeah, it's just...
It'd be nice if you could have moved the budget up there, too.
It is. The budget is
budget up. Budget is up there.
Is up
there. We can put a sign for court orders.
Yeah, we can put a sign up for court orders upstairs.
What I mean, it would have been nice if the time frame would have been.
Right.
So we'll recess till 11:30, and Wesley will be upstairs for the court order.